Al Reeser. The date is February 2nd, 1998. The interview is being held at 15570 Southwest Jenkins Road in Beaverton. The interviewer is Linda Dodds. Well, I think we'll start in the beginning, and I want to ask you about your Dutch heritage. I read that, Reeser is a familiar of Dutch heritage.
Yeah, from what my father said, that the name used to be Van Reeser, and then when they came to the United States, they dropped the Van.
I see.
So,
do you have any idea when your family first came to the United States?
No. One of we just recently got a call from one of Reeser's just doing a family tree. So we should have something he's got this year. Yeah.
Well, I guess let's move a little far forward now, and I want to ask you about your parents.
Okay.
Carl and Mildred?
Earl.
Earl.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Were they Oregonians?
No, both of them were from Kansas.
How did they come to Oregon?
We didn't come to Oregon until 1949.
So then I think you were born in Kansas.
I was born in Topeka.
What brought them to this area?
It was after the war, and my mother was in the salad business there, and during and after the war. And the plant she operated in, she either had to build a new one or something, so she sold the business. And my dad had some relatives that had moved to Oregon before the Second World War. They had a couple cousins, so they kind of talked to him and moved it after she sold the business.
What was it, besides the family, was there anything else you liked about Oregon?
He was kind of intrigued with the logging. He came out and went into logging business.
So he had a logging operation?
Here in Oregon. Up until probably 6 or 7 years now.
Was that in what area?
Mostly out in Western County. We lived in Cornelius then.
So in Washington.
Washington County.
So were you going to school in Cornelius?
Yeah, I went to Hillsboro High School. I finished the 8th grade in Kansas.
Okay, what were your interests when you were in?
I worked mostly in the summers and stuff on farms, and I worked for a lot of the local farmers, and then I worked for the city of Hillsboro when they had the big farming operation out south of Hillsboro. The city used to farm 400 or 500 acres.
Really?
Of mostly corn and beans and. They had the farm to get rid of the water from the cannery, from Bird's Eye Cannery. They didn't have a sewer plant big enough in those days, so they used all the farm to irrigate all the water they used at the Bird's Eye Cannery for washing the vegetables. They pumped it out to their farm. So I worked there for four summers.
And what did they grow on this farm?
We had fresh corn, pole beans, bush beans, wax beans, broccoli, cauliflower, squash, pumpkin, mostly all row crop.
How long do you think the city was in this operation?
City of Hillsboro was in the farming up close to 10 years at least.
Did they hire a lot of kids?
Oh yeah, a lot of kids. Yeah. It was a big farm. It was one of the bigger farms in the county.
Seasonal.
Yeah, and then it floods in the winter. That Jackson Bottom ground out there.
Wow.
That floods in the winter, that was all owned by the city.
So you graduated from Hillsboro High, mm-hmm. and then went off to college?
No, I went to service.
Oh, okay.
Because I cooked in high school. I cooked at a couple restaurants during in the winter months. So I went into service and I went to cook school. So.
Yeah.
So I started in the food business on the farm, and then I started cooking. On my freshman year, I cooked in the winter months in the restaurants in Hillsboro.
Let's go back to this. Oh, okay. What restaurants?
They're all gone now. There was a Chinese restaurant that I worked at for about 3 years. But I was the only American cook we had. And we had, you know, we fed the chamber, I think it was on Tuesday night or something. Big food, you know, and, I did that for a couple of years.
Great. What branch of the service
were you? I was in the Army.
What did you do in the Army?
I was a
cook. You said a cook. Mm-hmm. Where were you
stationed? Fort Bragg, North Carolina, 82nd Airborne.
And how long did you spend in the
service? 2 years. I went in right at the end of the Korean War.
And so when did you do
that? I went to, then I started college. Went to Portland State for 2 years. And then Oregon State for 3 years.
And what was your focus in
time? This reason I transferred to Oregon State, so I took food tech, minor in food tech, and a major in accounting. Oregon State offered a food tech course.
Is that why you went there? I guess I should have asked, but I didn't ask you earlier. Do you have any siblings, any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, three sisters.
Mm-hmm. And did they go to OSU at all, or did you follow family footsteps there?
Let's see. No, none of them went to OSU. No, the only reason I went there was because of the food tech course, because I cooked in the service. Then I worked in my brother's salad plant after I got out of the church at Fort State. So then I took my food tech course and my food tech.
What did you like the courses?
I was really interested in that field, so I really enjoyed it.
Switching to a sort of another area, your mom had been, I gather, developing the salad business?
She actually started in the late 50s. She started the salad business. She was in and out of it a couple times, because back then the salad business was only for 3 or 4 months of the year. It always closed up in the winter. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, and that was it. And so she was in and out of it, but she, about 1940, she stayed in it for until we moved to Oregon.
Why did she get involved with the salad?
She said that after she finished, she went to college, she went to a business college. And she said that she worked at a restaurant during that time and made the salad for that restaurant. So afterwards, she just got in the salad business. And in those days, it was all bulk for the meat, for the butcher shop. They would just sell it in pans in the summer.
So, when she came to Oregon,
we went back into it.
What What was she, how big was her operation? Can you describe that to me?
Oh, it's very small. Could she, we lived about a mile north of Craig, in a big farmhouse, and she did it all in the kitchen. I wouldn't even know. I would say maybe if she made a couple hundred pounds a day, it would be, you know, probably a lot.
Now, was that still a seasonal business at
yeah,
that time?
At that time, yeah.
Who were her customers from?
Basically, it was some grocery stores around Hillsboro, Beaverton, and Forest Grove to start with. And she was selling that Safeway, one Safeway store in Hillsboro. And the meat, the butcher in there called the office and told them about it. So they called her and had her come to Portland and show them. So then they put them in their warehouse and food in all the Safeway stores in Oregon. So that was their first big customer when I was young. And they Safeway bought it year round then after a couple of years. I think they started a year round in about 52 or 3 or something.
So how did you get involved?
After I got out of service, I worked at the summer that I finished high school. I worked for her the city of Hillsboro. Then I went into service in December, and then so when I got out of the service, well, I went to Portland State, and then I worked for her during the summer, and then I worked for her during the summer.
What did you do for her?
Cooked potatoes, macaroni, and we had the potato macaroni coleslaw, but he had about 3 or 4 jellies. We would make, you know, we'd cook and pack it and deliver.
And you delivered?
Yeah, I did. After a couple of years, I started running, you know, just wanted to do it.
So, what did you do after you got out of college?
I was going to, I majored in accounting, so I went to work for an accounting firm. I only lasted about 2 weeks. So I went back to work. And I had an offer with U.S. Steel, and I had to move to California. So I just stayed there with my mother that summer. And by then, the company was it was very good. I think it was not big. That fall in like November or October of 1960, I bought my dad's interest. So the company at that time was doing about $350,000 a year. And
was your dad?
Yeah, he quit logging in the 50s. At the time I was in service, in 54 or 55.
So you bought your dad's interest. So did that make you a
minority partner? Yeah, we were a corporation, so we just. My dad bought a business in KF, so they both moved to KF. 61. So then I took over the company. I expect I would have a couple of years in my career.
So what kind of focus did you have?
Well, we were, you know, getting out of college and being through food tech, I can see the company would do very well in its own population. If you can't live on 3 or 4 months, whatever you need, 3 or 4 months, you lose it. I look for some finances, otherwise everything. Wasn't able to, so I did finally put a stock offering together, so the stock December, January, so a small stock issue in New York. All of my
So what did you do? I mean, Thank you.
Exactly. You kind of look for nature. Probably not.